to your body and feel each move you make. Your voice is warm and tender, a love that I could not forsake. Welcome to Eco Talks, where we delve deep into pressing environmental issues of our time. Lauren Tonanya guide on this journey to understanding climate change. Today, we will explore the science behind it, hear real stories from those affected, and discuss innovative solutions for a sustainable future. In each episode, we will break down complex topics into digestible discussion. Today, we are focusing on climate change, what it is, why it matters, and what we can do about it. Joining us today is Mr. Tamukon Roland, a renowned climate expert who will help us make sense of the latest research. Mr. Tamukon Roland, thank you for being here. Can you start by explaining what climate change is and its main causes?
Thank you for giving me this wonderful opportunity. I shed clarity on some issues concerning climate change and global warming. I am Tamukon Roland, National Coordinator of Cameroon Climate Journalism Network, the Executive Director of World Echoes Media Group, I'm Pioneer Corp at Oxford Climate Journalism Network. I am equally a net zero specialist on greenhouse gas emission reporting. I am the Country Hub Coordinator for 10 Billion Leadership Academy. I am into ocean and sustainable management. I'm into diverse fields when it comes to issues concerning nature and environment and its conservation. Coming to your question, you for one must have observed that there are changes in nature, in the environment. Unpredictable weather situation is a change in the climatic situation. The rise in heat wave is a change in the climatic situation. Poor yield is a change to an environmental situation because of the depletion of the soil. Now, floods, landslide, all of that are consequences of climate change. Truth be told, the upper surface of the earth has been rendered bare, and that is why we lack water today. There is no enough water. Why? Because the surface of the earth has been rendered bare because of too much felling of trees, which is what is calling for the absolute need for reafforestation and the planting of water-friendly trees, and why not nurture wetlands so we regain back the situation as it is supposed to be. So changes in weather is what is termed and likened to climate change. Pollution is an aspect of climate change because it affects the air which we breathe. So there is no specific definition for climate change as per se, but then any changes that has to do with the environment and nature is attributed to climate change.
Thank you for that beautiful insight. Now let's turn to real world effects. Mr. Tamukon Roland, can you share some examples of communities that are experiencing these impacts?
The causes and effects of climate change are vast and diverse, and it depends with the environment. We take the example here in the grass field. The causes of loss of wetland, it is because of the off-roading and the outright harvest of raffia bush. That is why we are gradually losing wetlands in the Northwest. Reclamation is also playing a major role to actually disrupt the track meant for runoff, and that is why we have flood at certain time of the year when there is heavy downpour. Landslide because of wrongful occupation, because of outright tree felling, the upper surface of the earth has been rendered bare. That is why the direct impact of the sun is coming on the earth, and that is why we have a problem of low water content. The unconscious effects of man is a contributing factor to what we call climate change. If the air is polluted, it's because plastic has been burned and not well disposed of. If the whole environment is stinking, it is because waste has not been probably disposed of well or recycled well. If the soil is depleted and is no longer yielding, it is because of the slash and burn practice. So those are multiple diverse effects of man which are contributing factors to what we call climate change today. If it is global warming, it is because the air also has been polluted by smoke coming in from industries from the Western world. So, briefly put, the causes of climate change are vast to a point if we start naming, we'll name till tomorrow. Now, coming back to environments which are suffering that effect, even where you are presently, it's an environment where it is facing a situation where there's urban development without considering a planified action on how runoffs should actually follow their track. So in the event of heavy downpour with poorly built structured houses, there's a tendency that there will be flood. And flood is one aspect of climate change. Now, coming by the grass field, why are we short of water? Wetlands, why are they drying off? It is because most of the raffia bushes have been fell off, have been harvested, and today you barely find wetland. In those days, we used to have wetland around along where we have food market today is where there was raffia and there was elephant stock. That area was purely swampy, but today because of the food market, the whole place, you hardly find any wetland around that place. And you will not deny with me that the absence of green space within our urban environment is not a contributing factor to heat wave. You know, with trees are breeding ground for wind and air. The absence of tree or green space or green land in the city causes heat waves to rise. So briefly put, a specific example of an environment which is affected by climate change is the immediate environment where you are living inside. Because wherever you are living, if waste is not properly disposed and not well recycled, the tendency is air will be polluted around the environment. And if it is polluted around the environment, it's an aspect of climate change.
With these challenges, it is crucial to discuss solutions. What are some promising innovations or practices that can help reduce climate change?
I am fond of this concept, which we've been carrying out under our Climate Demand Action for Climate Solution Action Campaign, which is Nature-Based Solution Action. What is Nature-Based Solution Action? Nature-Based Solution Action means we are using all the necessary means around us and the simple means, and we're engaging the community to get involved and to be conscious with issues that have to do with what will affect the smooth functioning of the engine mechanism of nature and environment. This can only be done through conservation. This can only be done through climate awareness and education resilient initiatives. This can only be done through proper waste management and recycling. This can only be done through community mobilization for tree planting. This can be done if we revive tree nurseries, if we start to make it a tradition that each household a tree, if we become selfless in all our efforts towards conserving and protecting nature. I take the example of individuals who have taken upon themselves to work for nature and environment, like our network. It's a network which is carrying multiple activities in the direction of the media. That is nature-based solution reporting, and today I call them even land media actors who are into nature-based solution reporting, who have adjusted their newsroom policy so much such that they are reporting to mobilize the community so they get themselves committed into activities that has to do with conserving and protecting nature, in disposing waste well, in recycling waste well, and in crusading for farmers to avoid the slash and burn practice, that we should plant friendly trees, water-friendly trees. All of that are contributing roles that will help in the adaptation process. Now, I will take some few examples. I take the case of Touba Council. Touba Council have proven in Cameroon to be a model council. First, they started with an action plan for their urban strategic development program, which actually defines where what is supposed to be built without necessarily encroaching on the track of runoff. To tell you that in the event of any heavy downpour, you hardly have floods. Now, the council is equally running what we call a waste management plan, which equipments to that effect were recently even procured from China. And what are those machines meant for? To recycle plastic, produce pavement bricks out of it, and generate income for the running of the council. That same plant will be playing the major role of recycling organic waste, which they in turn give it to farmers, which they use as manure. So we stop using chemicals in the name of fertilizers. Now, that same council is in the process of coming up with a medium of communication to educate its indigents on how to go about issues concerning conservation. Now, there's a radio station which is coming up to that effect, and which I have likened it to be a Waste FM. That is Touba Community Radio, Waste Management FM. We, on our part, as a network, we are in anticipation programming with our partners of a journalism network to come up with a climate FM. What would be the role of these radios? Their specific role will be on climate, nature, and environment, proper waste management, community mobilization. All of that has a contributing factor and will serve as a solution. Now, we were advocating one time under our climate awareness and education campaign that climate studies should be injected into the curriculum as a discipline in Cameroon schools and colleges, from nursery, primary, secondary to university level. And to that effect, we've come up with what we call an ecology mantra, which we recommend for Cameroon schools and colleges. This will be a working document which from kindergarten will school build a good foundation for students as they move from one class to another. They get acquainted and adapted to nature-based solution actions, so they implement them in their respective communities or even apply it. Now, climate studies is a specialty. You must be an expert. You must be well-trained. You must be have a mastery of the jargons, and that is why you see I articulate around the whole subject matter very freely, because I am well-trained on it. I am pioneer co-op at Oxford Climate Journalism Network. It's not for nothing, and that's how I came up with this concept of Cameroon Climate Journalism Network. Reason why we are running climate resilient initiatives, reason why we're organizing workshops, reasons why we are into seminars, reasons why we're celebrating international days, like we're just from celebrating World Biodiversity Day. We're looking forward to celebrate World Environment Day. And through those respective mediums, we just did the Wetland Sustainable Development Initiative Award, which took place on February. That was on the occasion of World Wetland Day. We celebrated Climate Justice Award in 2022 with development actors and conservators in the region. All of that are contributing factors to create awareness, to educate, to empower and sensitize the public on how to go about issues concerning environment so we fight global warming.
We want to hear from you. Let's delve into some listeners' questions. Our first questions come from Jiran Bom. What can individuals do to combat climate change?
As an individual, it is a moral responsibility and obligation for an individual to conserve, protect the environment. One, an unconducive environment will not be a good habitat for any individual. Truth be told, if you don't dispose well of your garbage, the tendency is you will face pollution. And that environment will not be a comfortable environment. And what is the adverse effect of pollution? Disease breakout. Or a malaise may break out. Now, what should individuals do? One, as an individual, if you decide to be selfless in your actions and be climate conscious, as I usually put it, a climate conscious individual will not fell trees outrightly. A climate conscious individual will not actually burn a farm. A climate conscious individual will not want to cut off a tree which is in a nursery. A climate individual will not set a bush on fire. A climate conscious individual will not burn plastics and dispose of them anyhow. A climate conscious individual will take commitment and engagement just as a body or as parties to come together to make use of waste, to make world out of waste. There are a host of people around town who are making a lot of world from waste. Like I said, Tuba Council is making pavement bricks out of plastic waste. And in the process of using those plastics, they are fighting past plastic pollution. In the process of transforming organic waste into organic manure and giving it back to farmers, those are climate conscious activities. So as an individual, you even as a student on internship, now who has interest on nature and environment and on climate now, and you are fact digging about how to go about issues concerning climate change, you are already playing a major role as somebody who is contributing to fight climate change, because it is about just being, first of all, conscious. And once you are aware and you are conscious, and whatever you are doing is in favor of nature, that is where we say you are a solution to climate crisis. Climate crisis, like I will put it to you, I intend to become a media man tomorrow, a media practitioner tomorrow. If you trumpet and you crusade about climate, just as we are into climate awareness and education campaign, that alone makes you a very climate conscious individual. So, to be climate conscious is about being friendly to nature.
Thank you, Mr. Roland, for sharing your expertise today. Remember, understanding climate change is the first step towards action. Let's keep the conversation going. Join us next time on Eco Talks, where we will tackle another crucial environmental issue. Until then, stay informed and take action. Thank you for listening to Eco Talks. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe and share with your friends. Together, we can make a difference. This podcast is a production of Group 22 members. We had contributions from Dazingers. This episode was produced by Ashley Tita, under the editorial supervision of Dr. Mandy Vinton and Gongsong Jean-Marie. At the Anko, I am Lauren Tonai. Until we meet again. Bye-bye. Is warm and tender, love that I could not forsake, 'cause I'm your lady, and you are my man. Whenever you reach for me, I'm fine.